It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Get well, Tua.
You go. You wrong for that. You know the name of the song is?
No.
Just Got Paid.
Hold on. We all did.
Let me just.
We all did. Today, we all did.
It is payday.
Okay, then.
But
your timing was horrible.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe impeccable.
You know, do you think Stephen Ross is worth what, like $12 billion?
Oh, that's sad. He had a sad mug, man. He had a sad.
You think like? Do you think like he even thinks about the money at halftime?
Yes, yes.
Like he's thinking.
No. Or do you think? I think he's.
This
more...
before Tua gets hurt. I'm saying before Tua gets hurt. Before Tua gets hurt.
No.
I'm talking just stinking up the joint. Does he look at McDaniel, Tua, Waddle, Tyreek, Jalen Ramsey, and he thinks to himself, big checks, big checks. Or is it like spending $100 to him?
I would say money is money.
Money's money.
And they spent $100 to him.
And I absolutely believe that he wants to get, you know, more bang for his buck.
Oof.
That's just the you know.
He basically, like, he must have felt.
It's even one worse for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's looking at it like, yo, I've spent more money than most owners on this franchise in a long time.
I spent more money for next year's, not this year. I spent money, a lot of money for the future.
Right.
And the future's all surrounded.
So we're all in
agreement. Number one.
Yeah, so we're all in agreement. Oh, so no. He was thinking about the money.
Bro, listen, let me tell you this, because you know with 2 minutes left, you get down to the mm-hmm. – you get down. I always want to get down quick so I can get that position, right?
Yeah, of course. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. Cleats on the ground. So I see, you know, they like, oh, media, you still have to wait behind this line. And I see Boss Ross, Dan Marino, and all of the other Dolphin head honchos walking in. Boss Ross had a face like he saw a ghost, man. It was just like he was walking, hands in his pocket, just like head down. I'm like, yeah.
Make it make sense, dude.
No, they just say, hey, just keep it moving. Don't say nothing.
Leroy was just watching Robert Jones during the break get absolutely dish-ragged.
Dude.
Oh.
He almost had a sack.
I was so, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so mad at Chris Greer for saying that thing about, oh, Mike McDaniel. We actually laugh at the fans and the media. For offensive line concerns, I'm like, you do? Well, first of all, one of them is put together like Legos. I don't even know if he's going to get through games.
No, you know. You know.
And then?
You say, I don't even know if he's going to get through games. You know.
They go out. Leroy, first of all, he goes out. They're like, oh, Teron Armstead. This was after Robert Jones, by the way. I mean, got Tua killed on one of those plays. Ed Oliver just continuing to just floss with the Dolphins quarterback. And then they're like, ah, Kendall Lamb's out there. I'm like, what? What's happening? And they're like, we had to fix Teron Armstead's harness. Harness? He didn't practice. He has a harness. Does he always have a harness? Is he in a jousting match?
Come on, man. There's death taxes, and Teron Armstead's going to miss four games.
Doesn't even do anything anymore. Just supposed to show up.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, we're not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're a pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job. And Lem and helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do.
Oh, great. Is that guy helpful?
Just for your information.
Let's all laugh it up.
Jack Driscoll recently because he claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver. And so that was a roster move for him.
Hey, so Jack's glad. Hey,
a good kid.
You want to know something? Just let me just say, what a move, huh? So the backup who they cut, Driscoll, the guy who got Vita Vea'd, they cut him for old bouncy off the chest McGee. Laugh it up. We laugh at your concerns of the offensive line. Even though one of them is like falling apart like a zombie. Hey, Smitty.
Hey, guys. How you doing there?
We've been better.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I blame myself. Ever since I left Miami in 2004, both the Hurricanes and Dolphins been sucking it up.
That's what we say all the time, dude. If it wasn't for Smitty leaving for Salt Lake City, we'd be on top.
Hey, listen, real quick, and I know you guys might disagree me, but I still feel, and I still feel it from before, I thought we drafted a wrong quarterback when we took Tua. No offense, I like him, but the guy cannot look at that second or third option like these other quarterbacks know how to extend the play. I've seen it over and over, and I know you guys sometimes agree and don't agree, but he just isn't it. And I'm sorry, Leroy, he ain't coming back from this concussion. He's had too many concussions. This career of his is just about over, because he gets one more, he's definitely done. I mean, you got to be realistic here. He is not the franchise quarterback that we need, and we haven't had one since Marino. And that's what's been killing this team and the Hurricanes all these years. Now the Hurricanes finally got a good quarterback, and you see the difference. But this is the one sport that you will never win anything unless you have a good quarterback. Yeah. I don't care what else you have. And as far as the offensive line, we should have done that. Flores, when you had all those draft picks, you should have stocked up nothing but offensive line. Because why do you think Tom Brady did so good? Because he always had a stout offensive line. And I'll leave it at that, guys.
He had a stout offensive line coordinator. That's what he had.
He got rid of the ball quickly, too. I don't necessarily agree with the he only throws to his first option.
Yeah, he didn't last week.
Like, but I would say this. That's the first time Tua has really experienced nobody being open. Now, keep in mind, Buffalo does a good job of trying to – they play that too deep. They get their linebackers really, really, really deep.
This guy
– That's why you throw all those short passes. That's why you throw the ball to the tight end.
This friggin' Sean McDermott, every time he faces them, like, they're never a threat.
And they never can complete passes in the middle of the field.
He does a good job of limiting Tyreek.
And, like, who the hell
but
is –
he just – all he does is – He here's what he does, because I almost think I would do this. I'm going to play the two deep. I'm going to make sure they get out to the hash marks, right? I'm going to play my corners, you know. I'm going to let my corners ride Tyreek and Waddle on the outside. I'm going to get my linebackers really deep, and I'm going to dare Tua to throw it outside, because you think his arm's not strong enough to hit that pocket that – you can get your safety over there. And Mike McDaniel really doesn't run any routes out there. Right? So all you garden when you play the Dolphins is in between the numbers, right? Especially in between the two hashes. And so when you watch every time they play Buffalo, there's a lot of defenders in the middle of the field. That's part of the reason why those little quick passes to Achane were you know, working. But I would say this, if you throw that outside pass too quick, they can all run to the ball. So to beat them, you need some type of play, a slow release by a tight end, a slow release by, you know, a running back, where you let those guys get down the field, and then you just take those 10, 15-yard chunks, because you're going to just be running free down the field. So, like, there's ways of doing it, but it always seems like when you play Baltimore, when you play Buffalo, when you play all these teams that play that cover two, that have linebackers that can get depth, The team always struggles throwing the ball because you're trying to throw in the middle of the field. Now add a receiver that doesn't know how to break that thing off, right? Because the thing about Tyreek and the thing about Waddle, they get to the top of that mark and they straight across the field. They're not kind of slow rolling it in there like old number, wasn't it 89, 88?
Everybody in the 80s was terrible.
Yeah. So, oh,
and I'm sorry.
Hmm?
I was so upset.
Why?
Because as bad as the game was, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a chance, at least, for Tobin to have some sense of happiness. Just a little bit.
Oh, I know what you're getting ready to say.
Third and goal. Dolphins on a drive. They're about to score. And Tua missed your boy, the tight end.
I don't think it was Tua. I think it was Skyler.
Oh, it was Skyler.
It was Skyler. It was Skyler. It was right in his hands, though.
It was Skyler. I'm sorry.
He had it.
Skyler missed him. And I'm like,
he had it. He dropped that munion for me. I'm still going to bet on him next game.
But the fact of the matter, it was right there. Like, you could see it. I'm like, oh, that's why he makes that bet every time.
I think the reason he was undrafted, this may be me, but I'm thinking the reason he was drafted, this guy wasn't drafted, he may have trouble catching the football.
You think?
That might have been really what, because everybody is saying he's the most physical tight end. He's a mauler. Perhaps this was his weak spot, why he did not get drafted.
Can I say this? I bet you, if you look in his past, he either played D lineman or tackle.
Did they have stats at Idaho State?
I bet you he played either D line or tackle at some point in his life.
I'll look that up.
Because that's usually, you know, the conversion.
I'm just thinking he may have trouble holding onto the football because I feel like all my Julian Hill experiences, though I will still bet on you, Julian. I'm betting him $10 every week till this hits, okay? It's going to hit because I feel like the odds are just going to go up now.
Oh, it's got to now.
It's got to. But I'm starting to get the hint that he may have a little trouble catching the football. It may be a thing. I don't know.
He gave that away. He had to file assault and battery charges on the football. Who did it to you? Him.
We'll take a break.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll hear from Mike McDaniel. He addressed the media this morning. So we'll hear a little bit from the Finns head coach back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got a little tickle my fancy coming up. Man, want to let you guys know, got a chance to win an autograph and a photo op with a little person we like to call Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov. Don't mean to sell you short there, Cooley. But if you guys want to win that, it's getting given away, courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. For your chance to win, text the word CUP to 20357. That's CUP to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. And do you see Kachuk here yesterday? You see that at all on social media?
What did he do?
Oh, he was having a good time at the football game.
To the Dolphins game or the Kansas City game?
He went to the Dolphins game.
Oh, okay.
He was he took a little shot with a mini Stanley Cup.
Dude, they just like more ale.
Paul Maurice is gonna have the most hungover training camp.
Oh my god!
It's like, all right, guys, let's go. And Kachuk's like, well, hold on, coach, hold on. He goes, elbow room again, Matthew. Yeah. Oh, man. We haven't heard anything from Paul Maurice this summer. I wonder what his summer was like with the Cup.
Well, he's talking next on September 18th.
It's Media Day. Yeah. Media Day. Can't wait. We're going to be out there. I'm excited about it.
Yep.
Speaking of coaches, Mike McDaniel, he spoke to the media this morning. This is what Mike McDaniel told them. Obviously, there's a lot of concern for his guy, Tua. And you know what an interesting thing that Mike McDaniel does? Do other coaches do this? I've never heard. Do you know that he refers to his players as his teammates?
Yes, I saw that.
That's an interesting thing. I've been noticing that. Not my players. No. He calls them my teammates.
No. He's unique to that.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
That's one way of clarifying whether we all in this together. Right?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the players, you know, appreciate the hell out of it.
Yeah. I mean, he did take his teammate's girl.
That's true. He did do that back in the Arena League. Here is Mike McDaniel asked about what he told Tua yesterday. Did you put on the Channel 3 there, Vlad? We're good to go.
I said, I told him he's the starting quarterback of his family, and that to go in the locker room, take a deep breath, and I'll see you soon.
Oh man,
oof. He's like he's pretty shook up. He's just as shook up as everybody else, right? Like,
yeah. You could notice that.
And you know what? I would say this. You appreciate because he didn't talk about the team situation at all. He just talked about the situation of Tua and, you know, making sure Tua's in the right frame of mind. So
because I think the players
will appreciate that even more.
Yeah, I think the guy, because he knows his guy, and he knows his guy's going to be thinking immediately, how fast can I get back? And
right.
He should just, you know, get that, like literally get the head, take all the time he needs. But here he was asked about the career status of Tua, and this is what he had to say on that.
Consideration being for him.
I think it would be, so wrong of me to even sniff that subject, and it's more in line of actually caring about the human being, and you know that's something that entirely you're talking about his career, right? His career is his. You know, and that's something that I think I just really, really, really wish. I totally understand it, and it's not misplaced. I totally get how that's where people want to go to. I just wish that people would for a second hear what I'm saying, that bringing up his future is not in the best interest of him. So, you know, I'm going to plead with everybody that you know, that does genuinely care, that should be the last thing on your mind, because you don't, like, what do you think that's, if I would answer that question, I'd be like, all right, this is my thoughts on his career. And he read it. If he agreed with it or he disagreed with it, either way, I've just made him worse. So I'm not taking this opportunity, just I don't think it's appropriate simply because of my care and regard. And I don't think those types of conversations, when you're talking about somebody's career, I think it probably is only fair that their career should be decided by them, you know?
There you go, Mike McDaniel.
Was he doing a video conference?
This morning, yes.
Yeah, he's like.
Yeah, he's doing a Zoom.
All right.
So
I like he's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just like, all and my whole thought was, all the other stuff is nonsense. He's not healthy right now, so until he's healthy, having conversations about what you're going to do when or if or a moot point. And everybody's chiming in on it. And Mike McGann's right. It's irresponsible. It is. Because he hasn't been cleared to play and he's not healthy.
You ready to get your fancy tickled? I said that weird. I'm sorry.
Listen.
Hmm?
Been a rough day.
Yeah.
Don't make it worse.
Hey, yo.
Don't make it worse. Don't make it worse. I had to give him a little side eye. We doing over here.
Hey, yo.
Take a break. Tickle Leroy's fancy next. Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Nah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
I was coach Leroy for a second.
I saw you gave us the X's and O's.
He broke it down really good.
Broke it down.
Broke it down. I just break like, you can see, I was just showing them real quick what the better teams like to do against the Dolphins, right? They want to take away the middle of that field, and they do whatever they can to do it. But what you have to do is formationally, you have to put them in a situation where it's not that easy, right? So either with play action, and that's why you ever notice when they run the football, there's a lot of motion and stuff like that, because all they want the defense to do, all you want the defense to do is take one bad step or stand and look, because they don't know what's happening. And if you can get them to stand and look, that's no ground covered. And so it's just a cat and mouse back and forth. But whenever you see that pass down the middle and it always looks like it's somebody who hasn't done it, that's usually where you have the problems.
You ready to have your fancy tickle, dude?
Yes. It caught me off guard a little bit.
Yeah, you thought it was Monday.
I thought it was Monday. I don't know why I thought it was Monday. I thought it was Monday because football, it was yesterday. And we've been so miserable all day.
I don't know if I can watch football on Sunday now. Yeah. I'll watch the Canes, obviously, but I don't
on
know.
On Saturday, but football.
Come on, Toby. You're not going to watch football on Sunday.
I don't think
Sunday.
So, dude. You know what? I don't want to watch football.
You know what I love? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to watch.
Hmm?
Only one thing will make me feel better.
Oh, come on. You see? You see, this is wrong.
I'm messing with you. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
That was God getting karma on
you. I'm just messing with you, Vlad. Why? You didn't even know what I was
going to
say.
I knew what you were going to say. There's something going on Sunday that's going to make you happier than to see my team lose.
How depressing would it be if we get the news today that, like, the Dolphins trade for Russell Wilson?
Oh, limitless?
Oh, my God, no. Come on.
Limitless.
I just saw him on my television. I don't want that to happen. I just saw him like, oh, could you imagine? All right, ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 1 o'clock, Leroy. The New Orleans Saints, your childhood team. They are 1-0, and they visit the 1-0 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is a 6-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Isn't that crazy? You know, that doesn't happen very often, that a team wins by 20 points or more, and then the next week they're
yep.
A touchdown underdog?
Very
well,
odd.
It's a weird thing.
That's not really that weird, Leroy. The home team gets 3 points, and they just think that Dallas is just a better team than New Orleans.
All right. My fancy is tickled because I'm curious to see.
My fancy is
they basically
tickled.
Saying that Carolina is so damn bad, right,
yeah.
That we don't even take that game seriously.
I might literally think Georgia could beat Carolina.
Nope. Dude,
I know it's a joke, but yeah. I'm just saying.
People have been saying that for years.
Yeah.
You could take the worst team in the NFL and play the best team. You can have them play last year's Michigan team, and they'd be favored by 25.
I don't know, but speaking of college, I need Cam Ward to drop like 400 on Ball State just to make me feel any kind
really?
Of.
Really? He might not even play in the midway through the third quarter. It might be a blowout.
I know, this is a 40-point spread, but I just need elixir. I need cleansing. 1 o'clock, Leroy. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also winners last week, 1-0, visit the Detroit Lions. Detroit, 7.5-point favorites at home. Tickle your fancy?
They're not buying the Baker experience either, huh?
Nope.
My fancy is tickled by these teams that look like they had dominant wins, and then, this big underdog.
They beat them last year in the playoffs, divisional round.
I mean, yeah, but so that's why
everybody's really on Detroit, man. They think Detroit's has one of the
Detroit's
best
really good
home field advantages.
I will say too. Love the man Campbell Applebee's commercials.
Yeah, I like it too.
Love them.
With the over the face.
We'll never see it coming. Oh, man.
And which is about the quiet he's ever been, right? During that commercial, he whispering.
All right, 1 o'clock. The Indianapolis Colts.
No.
Oh, what do you mean, no? Really?
The Colts.
Right, fancy, not tickled.
Road favorites.
Don't care.
Against Green Bay.
Well, that's because they ain't got their quarterback.
That's true.
Like, yeah. Like, we know why.
Leroy, 1 o'clock. Uh-huh. The New York Jets visit the Tennessee Titans, both 0-1, but the Jets, 3.5-point road favorites. Sick of your fancy?
Yeah. I'm curious to see. Well,
my fancy is tickled
because, you know, Aaron Rodgers talked. You know what I'm saying. You know, he run his mouth.
Bolero. At 1 o'clock, Leroy, the San Francisco 49ers, 1-0 on the season. They visit the Minnesota Vikings, also 1-0. San Francisco is a 5-point road favorite. Does that tickle your fancy?
No, I'm
fancy, not tickled.
Not a sexy matchup?
Not a sexy matchup.
I agree.
Although, like, San Francisco looks like they just going to run through everybody, don't it?
They don't even have to start a play CMC for like,
right?
As long as they have to.
Unlike most teams in the NFL, they have found the luxury of being able to sit their star player till he's 100%.
Yeah, must be nice.
Must be nice.
1 o'clock, Leroy. If any Dolph fans want to do some scouting, the Seattle Seahawks 1-0 visit the New England Patriots, and the Seahawks are 3.5-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy?
I'll give it a little looky-loo for this reason.
My fancy is tickled.
And this is the only reason. We got, like, New England won last week.
Yep.
And we thought they were going to be a dumpster fire.
Yep.
So now I got to give a little looky-loo to see if it was real or that was just a one-off.
Yo, they could mess around and be 2-0.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm curious.
All right. At 1 o'clock.
All the games at 1?
It's a big 1 o'clock slate.
Yeah, you know what I noticed this year, at least the first 2 weeks? A lot of games at 1 and like 3 games in the 4 o'clock because they want that one main game.
All of the West Coast games have to be at 4.
Right, but they want that one main game. The main game is the Chiefs-Bengals game this week.
Oh.
1 o'clock. Oh, you're going to let me get this one out. Go. The New York Giants.
No. No.
Fancy, not tickled.
No, I like.
They take out the Commanders.
I feel bad for even I want to see Daniels play, right? I feel bad for
Daniel Jones
because he just like
he's got $40 million,
but he's been terrible. He's terrible.
He is terrible. 1 o'clock, the L.A. Chargers visit the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm.
Fancy, not tickled.
5-point road favorites, L.A.
That's it? 5 points?
Mm-hmm.
After what happened to Carolina last week?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got to give the home team 3 points.
So they saying they only going to win by 2.5 points?
No. You got to give the team 3 points. So what they're saying, if it wasn't
if it was in L.A., it would have
been 8.5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The other way. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Leroy at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns visit the 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags, 3-point favorites in their building.
So it's a push. It's a right? No, 3-point favorite. Yeah.
Right, yeah. It would have been in neutral site.
Yep. Site.
Yeah.
I'm interested a little bit because
my fancy is tickled.
I have been one of the people that have been very supportive of Deshaun Watson. Right? Give him time. And now time is up. Like
Bill is due.
I don't know how else to say it. Like that last week's performance throwing these 2-yard passes. I'm like, we could have got the average quarterback to do that.
Interesting that they first two games that Jacksonville played, Trevor Lawrence had to face high-paid quarterbacks.
Yep.
He nearly had to face a quarter of $1 billion quarterbacks. And he hasn't come through.
Yep.
Nope.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Nope.
Just saying.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The Las Vegas Raiders, 0-1, take on the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens, who are 9-point favorites.
It's going to be ugly.
Oh, you think it's ugly?
How ugly?
Very ugly. I just think with what the Ravens do and how they do it and the Raiders' inability to score, gonna get ugly quick.
At 4:05 on Fox, the LA Rams, 0-1, loss in overtime, visit the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals, 1-point favorites at home. Took your fancy?
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's what Puka Nacua.
No Puka Nacua.
But they still got White Lightning.
They do have Intangibles Wonder, yep.
Yeah, but White Lightning's coming back from an injury. So it's not, he's not a White Lightning.
I'm not interested one bit.
Fancy not tickled.
4:25, the Pittsburgh Steelers visit the Broncos. Pittsburgh's a 2.5-point road favorite.
That's it?
This game would have been a little bit more interesting.
If
Mr. Unlimited was playing.
Well, think about this.
Mike Tomlin's got no time for revenge games.
Right.
Like, waste of his time.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
He would tell him that. I got time for no revenge game, man. Because this is a team.
Get out of here, Russ. I got a 9-7 game to win over the Broncos, if you don't mind.
Right.
Okay?
That's crazy.
We're gonna go beat them.
You know what? I'm a little interested. My fancy would be tickled because I only got 3 4 o'clock games, right? I'm going to watch a 4 o'clock game.
This is the one you're going to watch, though. The next one.
Okay, go.
At 4:25, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals go to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 6-point favorites at home.
Only 6 points?
Yep.
I think this is going to be a bloodbath.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Leroy.
What?
Interesting.
If there's one thing I can say about Cincinnati, they know how to limit that Chiefs offense and Patrick Mahomes.
I understand that.
Chiefs are coming off a long rest.
But I'm looking at it from this standpoint.
You're looking at the Cincinnati
offense. No protection for Joe Burrow.
Chris Jones.
And say what you want. The last year and change, that defense has been good.
Is T. Higgins playing?
I don't know.
I will look right now on the injury report.
Because I know they're going to put McDuffie on Jamar Chase, and it didn't look like Jamar Chase was doing anything last week after sitting in.
Cincinnati, he is questionable with a hammy, was not in.
Wait. A hammy.
Was not in uniform on Friday's practice.
So he's not playing. He hadn't practiced all week, so he's not practicing.
No, it's going to be a blowout.
And then people
the one thing that Cincinnati hasn't been able to do is protect Joe Burrow. Right? They didn't protect him last week with against New England.
Didn't protect him from that Gatorade bottle.
Now where do you go? So now you telling me they're gonna do a better job against Kansas City? No. Nope. Blow out.
But your fancy is tickled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I hate rooting like this because I'm a believer in a team sport that is football. And when we take it and we say, oh, they got Joe Burrow, they're going to win, I root against them teams.
Really?
You know why? Because it's a team sport. Right?
And you got to hate the Jets fans.
You got to protect Joe Burrow. Yeah, that's part of it, Vlad. Right? Aaron Rodgers, don't tell me relax. Your defense was garbage. The part of the equation that was supposed to keep you in it till you get caught up. You see what I mean? So, yeah, I just get annoyed by people that say, oh, we just implant this guy. Now, I have a different feeling about Cleveland. Here's why. They played with 5 quarterbacks and still made the playoffs. So if you tell me, a decent quarterback or a competent quarterback can play, I feel different about them because they've shown me that they can win without a quarterback. Not these other teams, though. If you tell me Pittsburgh lose their quarterbacks, I'm going to say it don't matter. They can win as a team because they have won with terrible quarterback play.
Cool story, but here's a juicy quarterback matchup. Sunday Night Football. That was good. The number one overall pick, Caleb Williams.
No. Did you just hear when he just blew me off? Cool story, bro.
All
right, Caleb Williams versus who?
C.J. Stroud. Bears. Ooh. Texans. Texans, 6.5-point favorites. Prime time in their building.
Timeout. 6.5 points?
Yeah, that's
six
a lot.
6.5 points.
That's not a lot. That's
TD.
One team went to the divisional round last year.
But that's last year, dude. Okay. But I would say this.
Both want to know,
but one team.
Bears won. You want to talk about teams more.
Bears won Bears without won. Nothing. Woo. No offense.
Punt returns, block field goals.
Did you see Joe Mixon last week?
Yeah.
140.
Yeah.
You saw Stephon Diggs last week?
Oh.
Two tubs. Yeah. This is going to be a blowout.
Fancy tickle, though?
Yeah, of course.
All right, there we go.
It's Sunday night.
Finally, Monday Night Football. Atlanta Falcons.
My fancy is tickled.
The Atlanta Falcons visit the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites at home. Bad showing by the Falcons in week one.
Yeah, they look bad.
You're not picking the Falcons.
No.
They lost to the Steelers 18-10.
Ladies and gentlemen, death taxes. Teron Armstead's going to miss 4 games, and Kirk Cousins
is going to lose 9 games.
Prime time.
Yeah, I'll watch it. You know, you got to watch Monday Night.
I wish Tua was healthy because all I wanted to do today was talk about him being stinky on primetime games. Instead, now I got to be worried about him.
That's the bad thing about this loss yesterday, right? Because you really wanted just to talk about the effort of the team.
Yeah. And how they embarrassed themselves.
Right. But then it's like you can't even talk. You don't. Talking about that is not even the right thing to do because
the most important thing is to his health.
Right. You want that young man to be able to be healthy and then just have his wits and everything about it. And then
you would just like, come on. You would like one of the preseason concerns to not blow up in their face with your division rival just spanking you again.
You see who Jamar Chase just said?
Now what he said.
We are the team to beat in the AFC.
Ooh. Well.
You just lost to New England, dude.
I would take it easy.
And you're about to play the two-time defending champs.
Yep.
Take a break. Back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.